Welcome to the March 2010 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. My favorite survival story. Please, tell us about the Gloucester, Massachusetts guy who rowed across the Atlantic Ocean without any hands or feet. Now that's a typical request I receive in the mail or email from time to time, but most people don't have it quite straight. Yes, a Gloucester fisherman by the name of Howard Blackburn rowed across the Atlantic several times, and yes, he'd lost both hands and both feet. But the real story is how he lost them. For that, we must go back to the cold winter of 1863. The good ship Fears, F-E-A-R-S, out of Gloucester, was fishing above Newfoundland Grand Banks, putting out long fishing lines that eventually needed to be gathered in by men in dories. Well, it seems that Howard Blackburn and a man named Tom Welch were in the last dory launched that day, and when the wind shifted from southwest to northeast, along with dramatically increased velocity, the two men were blown so far away they totally lost contact with the Fears. Realizing that trying to row against the wind toward where they'd last seen the ship was hopeless, and knowing the ship was already miles away and probably in trouble with the storm too, they turned toward the coast of Newfoundland. But the waves were now huge, and with the temperature well below freezing, the two men had not only to bail, but also to knock off ice with their oars. Well, they survived the first night all right, but by the second night, although the wind had by now moderated, the temperature had gone down a lot, Tom Welch was so weak he could no longer row. During the third night, he slowly froze to death. Blackburn was now alone with a body in the bottom of the dory, and he'd somehow lost his mittens. They'd gone overboard during bailing, and while there were mittens on Welch's body, they were so frozen onto his hands, Blackburn could not even begin to remove them, so his hands were bare and rapidly freezing solid. Now comes the incredible part of the story. Knowing that if he allowed his hands to freeze stiff and straight, he'd not be able to handle the oars. So knowing that, he carefully wrapped each hand around the oars, bending the fingers so they would grip. Before long, the hands and oars were frozen together as one. In that way, he was able to row another day or two, I think 3 days, actually, finally reaching the coast of Newfoundland, where he was rescued. Of course, eventually, both his hands and his feet, they'd also frozen stiff, had to be amputated. For many years thereafter, Howard Blackburn was quite a celebrity in Gloucester, where he ran a popular restaurant. He didn't return to fishing again, but we're told that he did manage to continue his adventurous ways by rowing across the Atlantic several times single-handed. Well, perhaps we should say no-handed. He must have rigged up a way to grip the oars. There's a few old-timers in Gloucester today who remember their grandparents saying they often went to his restaurant and enjoyed talking to him. Of course, they told their children not to stare.